From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and we begin this hour with the massive oil spill off the Gulf Coast. The federal official in charge of the response, Coast Guard Commandant Thad Allen, says he is worried that without quick action, the wellhead now controlling the leak may fail. And that could raise the number of barrels spilling into the Gulf from 5,000 a day to as much as 100,000 a day. BP is now focusing primarily on building concrete and steel containers that can be placed over the leaks to funnel the oil, but the company says it could be a week before they're put in place. Meanwhile, off the Louisiana coast, crews were out today laying floating boom, trying to protect the coast from the approaching oil spill. NPR's Greg Allen followed one crew, and he sent this report.
Authorities have closed the fishing grounds, but there's work. BP is hiring commercial fishermen to go out in their boats and anchor floating boom along the coast. Yesterday, the crews laid 17,000 feet off St. Bernard. Today, at the docks in Hopedale in St. Bernard Parish, there were more willing hands than boom available. Boats were standing by, waiting for more to be delivered. Peter Nowalski has been helping coordinate the effort for BP.
It's wonderful to see a community come together like this and offer this kind of help in achieving something that's very important. And we also see their sense of urgency from them. They're protecting their livelihood. This is their life. This is their land.
Bayou Lutra here in Hopedale is home port for shrimpers, crabbers, and oystermen. About a dozen fishermen are loading long ropes of orange vinyl boom aboard a 50-foot oyster boat, now being used to hold back the oil. Jason Coutrera says he knows all about fishing, but laying out floating boom is a little new.
We're learning as we go. We're putting boom out to stop the oil from getting ashore. That's all we know. You know, we got some little charts on where we're supposed to put it and that.
And one thing I was wondering, how do you attach a boom in this weather, and what do you attach it to?
Well, you got to tie it off on an anchor with a rope, you know, going to the boom, and you throw the anchor out and run the boom and throw an anchor out at the other end of it.
We're offshore Biloxi Marsh, about 16 miles from the Chandelier Islands. A crew of fishermen using three boats are laying boom. Third-generation fisherman Casey Keith says it's boom that's specially designed for absorbing oil.
So they're trying to use the islands and the boom to keep it from going the rest of the way to marsh. Hopefully this will keep it out, keep it away from it. Get it back out in the Gulf a little bit where they can do something until they shut it off.
The largest vessel is owned by Shane Pesquet. It's a 42-foot boat that usually services the offshore oil rigs. He and the other fishermen are working in an area where there are several small islands, home to dozens of pelicans and gulls. The important thing, Pesquet says, is to keep the oil from getting beyond the islands to the miles and miles of coastal marshes.
The section we got a cordon off here is 6,000 feet.
By putting it there, what are you going to be protecting?
More of the interior marsh. You know, we're right on the edge now. There's some islands that's out, and it's just too big a gap to try and cordon off all of that.
For every fisherman out on the water laying boom, there are 10 more eager to get to work at $48 per hour. In St. Bernard, Plaquemine, and just about every coastal parish, BP is holding training sessions. At the parish administration building in St. Bernard, trainer Jimmy Keene warns about 150 fishermen that they may hear things in the training session they already know.
This class is built, basic safety class, about issues. I mean, we'll even talk about mosquitoes. I mean, because, you know, and alligators and things like that that you all know about and deal with every day of your lives. So be patient.
These are oystermen, shrimpers, and crabbers who are eager to make a buck and to protect their livelihoods. John Terline and his friend Chad Strange are most worried about the thousands of miles of salt marshes that line the bayous and bays along the coast. It's that seagrass, Terline says, that makes this some of the most productive fishing grounds in the world.
Yeah, if they're all just in the grass, the only solution I see, burn the grass and let the oil burn off with it, you know? That's the only thing I could see that could maybe could save it, you know, and hope that the oil burns off with the grass, then let the new grass grow after that.
In St. Bernard Parish, there are two oil refineries, but otherwise most of the jobs here rely in some way on the fishing industry. For nearly 5 years, St. Bernard has struggled to come back from Hurricane Katrina. Now the approaching oil spill is threatening the area's economy and a whole way of life. Greg Allen, NPR News, New Orleans.